BBC WM. Joe Pasquale is back on tour. A summer tour. He's heading to the Lichfield Garrick on the 9th of August. He did Spam a Lot, of course, in the West End. The Producers, he did as well. He's danced on ice. He's been King of the Jungle. He's done comedy. He's the King of Panto as well. Joe Pasquale, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Paul. That's quite a lot of stuff though, when you say it all in one go. I always think, oh, I ain't done nothing. And then you go, oh, look, he's done that.
And haven't you been back at university as well?
Well, I'm doing it on the road. Yes, I'm doing it in the car. I'm doing a degree with the Open University on geoscience, on geology. I've done 210 points. I need another 90 more for my degree. And then if I want a degree with honours, I've got to do another 60 on top of that. And then after that, I think I might do a master's. I might be a professor after that.
Geoscience in the car.
Geoscience in the car. Yeah, there is some practical stuff which is difficult to do, but you know, a bit of a fossil hunting doesn't go amiss when you're on tour. You can always get down to Jurassic Coast down the South End and take a little rock hammer with you. That's what I always find.
So geoscience, for those that don't know, what's the fascination for you about geoscience?
Well, when I was a kid, my dad used to take me to a pub in Grays in Essex, and obviously I wasn't allowed in. He'd go inside playing darts and dominoes, and he'd give me a bottle of Coke and a packet of crisps, and I'd be left at Grays Beach finding all sorts of stuff. And I just think that fascination of fossils and clay pipes at that time, as well, you find a lot of clay pipes then, and different crystals and rock formations that I'd find on the beach there, just fascinated me, and it stayed with me.
So are you the type of person, Joe, that you couldn't sit down, if you had a couple of weeks off,
oh, no, I can't.
Just to relax, just to go on a beach and just lie there reading
a
book?
No,
you couldn't do that?
No, I could go to a beach, but I'll be walking about and down trying to find stuff all the time, what's been washed up on the shore. So, yeah, I look at everything in a completely different way anybody else does, on a geological scale now, yeah.
Because you're on this summer tour. First time you've done a stand-up tour for, a couple of years?
Yeah, a couple of years, mate, yeah. So we only finished Spam a Lot last Saturday,
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting out and just playing about, really, because I've got a rough idea what I'm going to do, but not really. I've got a few things planned. I'm going to do a bit of mind reading, a bit of magic, and some singing and some painting. And I've got superpowers now. But practical superpowers. It's not like jumping over planes and an X-ray vision and stuff like that. I've got super smell and super memory, and I'll be putting those to the test on the show.
Can you do a bit of super smell now?
I could, but you don't want to be in this room with me.
That's a bit of a worry if you can, to be honest. The thing about you is that you had a lot of sort of regular jobs in your early days before you broke into comedy, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my first job when I left school, I was a civil servant, and I was in the Department of Transport and Environment Dangerous Goods Branch. And it sounds very special with that. And it wasn't. All I was doing was photocopying, really. And it wasn't, you know, I'd love to have become Prime Minister, though. I'd gone through the whole ranks of the civil service. And in actual fact, I'm now a member of the Monster Raving Loony Party. I'm the Minister for Merkins. And I would like to become, sometimes I get a bit bored and I think, shall I stand for local election? And my manifesto would be I'd have a beach in Birmingham and lead-free pencils and stuff like that. It'd be brilliant. And then for 2 minutes at 12 o'clock every day, every day, everybody has to assume the stance of a superhero, just for 2 minutes every day. Whatever it is you're doing, you have to stop for 2 minutes and assume the pose of a superhero. You could be any superhero you want. It could be Wonder Woman, you could be Superman, you could be Batman, but you have to stand there for 2 minutes and assume the pose.
I tell you what, a lot of people listening to this interview will be thinking, I wish Joe Pasquale was Prime Minister, because these are the sorts of things that will make the whole country a happier place.
In actual fact, a few years ago, when Des O'Connor was still on the telly, when he had his lunchtime show, they had a poll about when the general election was on. They had a poll, who would they like to see, which person off the telly would they like to see as Prime Minister? And I got voted top of the list at the time. I think it was just people with diminished responsibility voting at the time, but, you know... It never happened.
Because you worked at Smithfields, you worked at Dagenham, the Ford factory, but then the big break at New Faces, and then it all sort of snowballed from there. But your voice is the most distinctive voice in comedy, and it's got you a lot of sort of voice roles in films and stuff, and it's your trademark. Now,
I do a lot of voice. You may recognise one that goes, oh, have you had an accident? And all that, and you could be entitled to compensation. You know, I think that might be me on that one. I'm not sure. Brian Blessed doing that. But I enjoyed my normal jobs as well. You know, Smithfield's meat market, I was what's called a humper in a boning room, which sounds great now. You can't say either of those now in the same context anymore, but I did. I used to have to unload what was called a pistola, which is half a cow, off of a lorry, and then take it round. I was humping this cow into the boning room, and then these boners would be in there, and they'd take all the bones out of the half a cow. And it was a great job. Even then, like 30 years ago, I'd get 180 quid a week, and that was a lot of money, and it still is now, but even then, it was a lot of money then. And then I'd also get a chicken and a big lump of beef at the end of the week on a Friday. My mum loved it because I'd drive home on my moped and down the A13. I lived in Essex, and I'd go down the A13, and on a Friday, I'd have two plastic bags, one full of chicken. It was just a great big unplucked chicken, and the other one was a great big side of beef. And I'd have them on either side of my handlebars. And I remember somebody clipped my chicken one day off their wing mirror, and it knocked it off my wing mirror, off my handlebar. And then I was overbalancing because I had the big beef on the other side, and people were bibbing me all the way down the A13. I was going, "No, oh, I can't help it. It's my beef. My chicken's gone." And then when I got home, I realised they weren't bibbing me because of my erratic driving. It was because the chicken had come out of the bag, it bounced on the floor, and then got stuck on the exhaust pipe of the motor pipe. And it looked like I'd been chased down the A13 on with a chicken behind me. And half of it was cooked because it was on the exhaust pipe. And my mum went, "Oh, it's just like Kentucky, isn't it?" I went, "No, it's not, Mum." And we cut that half off and we had the other half for tea.
Vegetarians have just switched off in the last 2 minutes. But
yeah.
That actually happened, did it?
Yeah, that actually happened, mate.
It's a great story.
It's true.
Even if it didn't, it's a great, great story.
No, it really did happen.
Yeah.
It did.
BBC WM, we have Joe Pasquale on the show, of course, the one and only. He's on tour, a summer tour, 9th of August at the Lichfield Garrick. Back on the road for the first time in a couple of years. A comedian, actor, TV presenter, King of the Jungle, of course. These days, Joe, one of the interesting things, I mean, you don't mind challenging yourself. You've diversified quite a lot.
Yeah, and I'd like to do stuff that I can't do, then try and find out if I can do it. And obviously, I couldn't with the ice skating. I won't even open the fridge now. But I can still, you know, skate to a reasonable level and hold somebody over my head if I need to. Not that's ever going to happen in Gillingham Ice Rink. I don't think it was going to go, "Can you hold me over your head, please, Joe?" "Oh, if you want me to." But I can do that now. And on the back of doing I'm a Celebrity, I had to jump out of a plane and then hang out of an helicopter. And I thought, well, if I can do these, I should be able to learn to fly. Why would my brain do that? But I did anyway.
Yes.
And I learned to fly. I got a pilot's licence.
You are a qualified pilot. Have you got your own plane?
No, I haven't. No, I just rent one when I want to go somewhere there. And I don't think I'd go for a commercial licence. I don't think people would like it if I came on the tannoy and went, "Hello, it's Captain speaking. Don't eat the nuts. They're out of date. And you could be entitled to compensation." I don't think people would like that. EasyJet wouldn't have it, would they?
I don't know, Joe. I tell you, I think there's a big market for it. People have got to smile when they get on board an aircraft.
They have to, yes.
Joe Pasquale is on tour, actor, comedian, TV presenter. Because when you did The Jungle, you came and did Panto in Birmingham.
Yes.
And was that the year? Did you injure yourself, or was
yes,
that later?
Yes, I did. No, well done. I can't believe you remembered that. Yeah, what happened was I'd done all this stuff in the jungle. You know, I'd eaten kangaroo stuff and done all, you know, crocodile feet and jumped out of planes, hung out of helicopters, spent 3 weeks with Paul Burrell and Janet Street Porter. Came out of that, went into Panto at the Hippodrome, and within a week I dislocated my shoulder just in Panto. I was like, oh no. It's because everybody was doing cartwheels in the show, and I was the choreographer said, "Joe, can you do a forward roll? Because I don't think your cartwheels would be very good." "OK, we haven't even seen my cartwheel." "No, I don't want to. Just do a forward roll." So I did a forward roll. And after a week, I thought, I can do a cartwheel. And of course, I didn't practice it. I just thought I'd just do a cartwheel in the show. And halfway through the cartwheel, I bottled out and decided to do a forward roll. But I did a forward roll on my side and just popped my shoulder out. And I thought I'd had a stroke. I didn't know what it was. And everybody's running around picking me up over their shoulders. I'm like, "No, don't. I've done something." And I put my arm in my shirt and did the rest of the show like Napoleon. And got through the next 6 weeks like Napoleon somehow. Yeah. Yeah.
True British bulldog spirit being shown there.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to Paul Burrell, by the way?
Well, he's still carrying slippers back for the Queen, but on the quiet, I think.
Have you seen any of the people from the jungle
no,
since?
You know, the only person that I see is Janet Street Porter, and she was the one I was most scared of. And I really like Janet. She's funny, you know, and she's not the ogre everybody perceives her to be. She's funny. She makes me laugh a lot. But as for Paul Burrell, no, I don't see anybody else at all. It's funny. It's one of those jobs that, you know, Ant and Dec make it look fun. They make it look great. You know, look for an hour a day. You know, but you only see them for an hour a day. Going, look what happened. He jumped out of a plane. He's on an helicopter. Then he burnt his hand in the fire. Then he fell in the river. Then they're Kangaroo's Willy. And what a great day that's been. And ultimately, the other 23 hours is nothing happens. People sit there arguing and blowing off, and that's it. And you go, oh my God. And that's the hardest thing, is the boredom of it. I also had a tick, one of those paralysis ticks. It was 11 years ago I'd done this now, and they said, if you ever get a tick, and you have to check each other for ticks, you know, certain parts of your body that you can't see yourself. You're like, I don't want somebody looking at my bum, see if I've got a tick in there. And I had a tick, a paralysis tick. Apparently they leave some sort of poison in your body that can paralyse you. And it went into my nipple. I had one, I was just about to do a trial, and I saw these legs hanging out my nipple. They weren't like a dancer's legs or nothing. There was like little insect legs hanging out, moving. I went, what's that? And I said to